Thank you very much. Let me sit on the table and my assistant help me to show our presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a head of Moscow City Health Committee and want to share our experience in legislative regulation that prevent the expansion of products containing GMO. Russian Federation today is the most open country for import of GMO-containing products. The flood of GMO products has increased, especially last 3 years. That can be connected with the restriction of GMO in European countries and still weak federal legislative base in Russia. There are several state documents that directly and indirectly regulate import, manufacture, distribution, and sale of GMO-containing products. You can see it on the screen. As you can see, all these documents are quite different, and sometimes they don't even coordinate with each other. The biggest problem is that we don't have an integral law of biosafety. Such situation of complete uncertainty is very pleasant for GMO lobbyists. The only clear thought we had before 2008 was the federal law of protection of consumer rights, Article 10, which said that all food stuffs are to be labeled. If there are any quantity of GMO, it should be mentioned that it didn't really work well due to the poor state control. Unfortunately, on July of 2008, State Duma adopted an amendment to the Article 10, federal law of protection of consumer rights, which established a 0.9% level for labeling. This amendment was said to be accepted in order to harmonize Russian legislation with European one. It's one of the reason for this changing of this law. But we have very special reasons to insist 0%. Unlike in Europe, there is no GMO crops grown in Russia. Unlike in Russia, in European controlling system works well. And really. And 0.9% is a very good argument for the enter manufacturers in a very rare case when they are caught. It's just the removable GMO tracks, they usually say. So they can say quite legalistic GMO in products without any information on the label. Unfortunately, this amendment is start of a very bad tendency in Russia. Whole legislation, of course, has become more friendly for GMO manufacturers. Level of state control is still weak. There is no will from most of federal politics to improve the situation. No complex federal law on biosafety of Russia Federation has been developed. The Moscow authorities are not satisfied with such situation on GMO in Russia, so they take their own local measures. Moscow City Duma Health Committee initiated political discussion of GMO regulating. During last year, we have organized round tables, hearings, sessions, and committees dedicated to this problem. Successfully, all our initiatives in this field were supported by both political authorities, especially by Mayor of Moscow, Mr. Lushkov, and non-governmental organizations. The result was acceptance amendment in the law of Moscow City on food safety of Moscow. It prohibits buying GMO-containing products on budgeting money. It's not a really big step, but it's a move toward making Moscow a truly GMO-free zone. Then Moscow government has allocated means for establishing 16 independent laboratories for GMO control in products. Manufacturers are encouraged to label their products GMO-free.
the next GMFRI.
Today we have the expansion of Moscow initiatives in regions. Belgorod, Arkhangelsk, Kurgan, Kostroma regions, Krasnodarsky Krai, and former USSR state, Republic of Belarus. What do we think about the next steps? If you see, the situation is very seriously in Russia, and we have a lot of lobbyist group from Monsanto. We suggest to initiate introduction of the strict state control over acceptance of the federal law of biological safety, to carry out the independent large-scale scientific researches of GMO products and GMO plants' influence of organisms of animals, people, and environment, to create commission between former USSR states of biological safety and organic food, to enter the moratorium of GMO in Russia. These are our ideas. Thank you very much for attention.